everybody. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and we are here for Friday Night Trivia, everybody. We're going to have a good old time. But let's go ahead, let's introduce everyone to the other Gore, the better Gore, our favorite Gore, Miss Marissa Gore. How you doing, Marissa?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you doing?
Life is good. Like, it's Friday night. We're off of work. We're still in quarantine, but we got some bourbon. We got some trivia questions. I have some really dope prizes. I think it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, if they're the ones that you were talking about the other night, this is going to be exciting.
Yeah, so let's go through that real quick. So for everyone out there that's playing with us, the top three placing people on the tonight's trivia are going to win prizes. So the first prize, first place has its own bracket, and then second and third place can choose from a little hodgepodge. So let me go through the first place prizes that we have here. The first place prize is actually something really cool. I bought this a while ago, never got around to doing it. It is a 1,000-piece Star Wars puzzle. It is brand new, never been opened, and it is the original trilogy. So you've got Grand Moff Tarkin right there, Darth Vader, Chewie, Han. Actually, it's Galactic Art, but it's got to be from New Hope, right? Because you got old-ass Obi-Wan on there, too.
Yeah. That's cool.
I'm a big puzzle guy, and I was a little sad I never got around to using it, but hey, my loss is your gain. If you don't want that as a first-place prize, a nice little anime pint glass with Naruto on it. I have no idea what this is from. I got it from Loot Crate. I don't know anything about anime, so hey, if you want this, gotta win first place, you can pick it. For those of you out there that are Breaking Bad fans, this dope reusable Los Pollos Hermanos sippy cup.
I think a lot of people are going to go for that.
Huh?
I said, I think a lot of people are going to go for that.
This is really cool. And it comes in a box. I've got the new box. I've got the wrapper in it, but I took it out just to show you. This thing is actually really cool looking, and it's good old plastic. Like, it's good quality. If you're sitting there saying, Chris, that's not really my thing. You know, I'm more of a drinker, not so much a binger. Every person in their right mind needs a Viking horn to drink out of. Complete with a neck lanyard.
That's awesome.
I love this. I was not going to get rid of it. I never used it, but I have another one that I got as a gift for a wedding. This has never been used. It is really, really cool, though. It's been hanging. It's been displayed in my house for a while. And last but not least, for our first place, if you'd rather have this. This is a convention exclusive Funko Dorbs Aladdin ride.
I want that.
So it's got Aladdin and Abu on the magic carpet. It is from 2017, a Funko Summer Convention Comic-Con exclusive, and I will ship this to you if you're the winner tonight. On top of that, second place prize has a lot of different things they can choose from. We've got a little Superman Pop Pockets. You still have your Freddy Krueger chopsticks, a dope pair of Batman 66 brand new and wrapper socks, a couple of new things here. On top of the Harry Potter pen, you also have a deck of Harry Potter playing cards that will go together in your Harry Potter pack. Ooh, Harry Potter pack.
Nice.
Harry Potter pack. We have a Futurama mystery mini. For those out there that are into board games or games in general, the Game of Things, brand new, never opened, along with brand new, never opened, Phase 10, Rummy-style card game. All these things, plus a couple of others we'll go through later, that are going to be available to our three winners tonight. Winners get to choose what they want. Wow, we got some people on board already. Holy crud.
Yeah, we do. I just love Jeffrey already calling me different names.
Oh man, that's a callback like episode 18.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, but that was probably one of the most fun that we've all had is that episode when Jeffrey just called Jeff and I just insane names the whole game.
I agree. I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh man. All right. We've had a lot of good times with this show, by the way. I've had a lot of good times with this show. We are here until we can get back to Antelope Brew.
I can't wait.
The ultimate goal is to get back out to our friends out of Antelope, Let's have some gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. Let's have some really good craft beer. And they still have their cigar selection, so we can grab a cigar next time we're out there and play some trivia. But we're here. We make do. This is what we can do. So here's how the rules go. Actually, you know, I've been talking enough. Marissa, tell everyone the rules.
Okay. so, sorry, I'm not great at this. Okay. Put your answer in the chat. One guess only. First right answer gets the point. Top three scorers win a prize. Use your brain and not your phone. No Googling.
No Google, guys.
Tony.
More Google dolls.
Oh, I love Google dolls.
Broadway is dark tonight. It is. Holy crap. Broadway is. Oh, my gosh. Broadway is dark tonight, everybody.
That's horrible. It's so sad.
Oh, Lord. So, Jeffrey, the transcriptions are being done by none other than Mr. Sam Mike. For our fellow podcasters out there, if you need podcast help, or if you're a video person looking for some video help, sam@mikedude.com. He does the live stream. He does a lot of our editing on the show. All around, good guy to know. Sam@mikedude.com.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. All right. So, Marissa, I'm taking the odd questions. You're taking the even questions. I almost said the easy questions, but they're not necessarily that easy. Before we jump into the game, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, I've been out in the sun pretty much all day, so I'm drinking water.
tell them what you've been doing.
What haven't we been doing? Better. So we are on day three of our chicken coop build, and I think it's turning out fantastic.
Is there any chance of a chicken drive-by today?
A chicken drive-by?
Like a fly-by or a walk-by? Could we show our audience the chickens, or at least a chicken?
Oh, yeah, we can have Jeff come in with a chicken. We can have him bring Princess Buttercup in.
Princess Buttercup? Yep. One of your chickens looks like a pigeon. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, the Dominiques do look like they're like little raptors, but they do look like pigeons right now. Yeah. They're in their awkward teenage phase. Well, getting into their awkward teenage phase where they look a little weird. But Princess Buttercup is our little fluffy one.
I did like Princess Buttercup. She's been sharing the pictures with Leah and I as we try and raise a daughter, because that's easy.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job.
We're trying. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's jump right into question number one. So real quick before we jump into the questions, when you put your answers in the chat, Facebook runs a little bit differently for different people. So we are going off of the chat we have in front of us. This chat is not run through Facebook. It's through Be Live, the company we use to go live with you guys every Friday night. That is going to be what we're going by when it comes to who answered first.
I like Leah's winner should get to name one of our chicks. We do have three that don't have names right now, so I'm down for it.
Jeremy is actually agreeing with that.
Yeah, we've got two tan buff Orpingtons, and then we've got one. It's a black and white speckled Dominique that we haven't named yet. So,
What could you name a chicken? We'll figure this out. We'll figure it out.
Well, so far we've got Alberta, Charlotte, and Princess Buttercup.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Tony Bag of Donuts. Tracy getting in the Tony Bag of Donuts.
Yeah, she's all right. Let's go to question number one.
Yes. All right. Question number one. What fictional character has been played by both Ricardo Montalban and Benedict Cumberbatch? Do you have any idea what the answer to this question is, Marissa?
I would not have known this one, no.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure I've seen the movie, I'm sure, but I just have no...
Yeah, I've seen the movie as well. We've got a couple of answers out there already. So Sherlock Holmes is not correct.
Not the right one. Nope. Not what we're looking for. Oh, Sandy. Sandy in with the correct answer.
Actually, Tracy got it in first.
Oh, did Tracy get it in first? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Tracy had it in first.
Sandy had the right answer. Tracy, our Antelope Brew veteran, got it in first. It is Khan from the Star Trek universe. And yes, you only have four chickens for the record.
Yep.
Nicely done, Tracy. All right, Marissa, take it away.
All right. Question number two. What was the name of the comedic game show hosted by Talking Dead host Chris Hardwick on Comedy Central?
The fact that this show is no longer on the air is sad to me. This show is one of the things I look forward to every day. I refuse to accept that Benedict was actually playing Khan. Oh, calm down. I refuse to accept how some of the stuff went last night, but I'm going to have to. Ugh. Last night was rough.
Oh, Marissa. Yeah. I heard it. I know.
Last night was rough.
Oh, Jeffrey Liguori.
Oh, Jeffrey. First points of the night for Jeff. It's time to start at midnight.
Good job, Jeffrey.
Nicely done. All right. We are moving on to question number three. This question holds a very special place in my heart. In the romantic comedy The Wedding Planner, Matthew McConaughey saves Jennifer Lopez's life after what brand of shoe gets stuck in a sewer grate? This was the first date I think I ever went on, like just me and her. This is like the first date. It was to see this just trash movie that she loved.
Oh, The Wedding Planner.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's horrible, but it's a good way to kill an hour and a half.
Is it? Is it though?
I mean, if you have to like fold some laundry and not pay any attention.
We got some guesses out there. We've got Jimmy Choo's, we got Stilettos. Neither one of those are correct.
Milano's, Jimmy Choo's, Milano. Nope.
No. Can we get a right answer?
I don't know. We'll see. Jimmy Choo's. No Jimmy Choo's. Nope.
Okay. I think we've had enough people have their first guess. Everyone go ahead and lock in a second guess now if you want.
All right. Second. Try again. Stiletto isn't a brand, Tony Menino.
Jeremy would know that,
too. No, it's not. Yeah. Nope.
What's Blankovich?
Louboutin. Nope.
No, not Louboutin.
Not Louboutin either.
I don't think of this designer as a shoe designer either. So.
Yeah. I mean, they've kind of been in the forefront in the last, like, I don't know, what, year, 6 months to a year?
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they've been all over the place. Yeah. I mean, they're a big brand.
They're a huge brand. I'm surprised no one's guessed it yet.
Brown is the best.
Oh, Leah, I love you.
Hannah Blythe with the right answer there.
There you go.
Hannah is on the board.
And the correct answer is Gucci. I had to go back and watch the scene because the scene is not what you think it is. She's not going to get hit by a car. She's almost gets plowed over by a freaking dumpster, a garbage dumpster.
Yeah, it's a dumpster that like got loose, right?
And she knows this. Takes her foot out of the shoe and then runs back to get the shoe saying, oh no, my Gucci shoes.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, it's so stupid. So stupid.
Do we expect anything less from a character played by Jennifer Lopez though?
Jennifer Lopez. No South Park fans? Everyone's seen that episode, right? Where Cartman paints his hand to look like Jennifer Lopez and then Ben Affleck shows up trying to win her back?
I mean, I would assume so, but
oh my
you never
God.
Know.
All right, next question. Take it away.
All right, question number four. What is the last name of the monster Mike from Monsters, Inc.? Yes, spelling counts.
Ooh, let's see what we get here. This should be fun.
The fact that I haven't seen it come across yet is terrible.
Well, there is a delay.
I feel there is a delay, yeah.
Let's see here.
And we've got Jeremy Blythe in with the correct answer and spelling.
Yeah, and that is correct. Jeremy, nicely done.
Good job, Jeremy.
And Marissa, how do you spell Mike Wazowski?
Mike Wazowski is spelled W-A-Z-O-W-S-K-I.
Mike Wazowski.
Wazowski. Watching you, Wazowski.
I love her.
Oh,
the
I love
that
Ron.
You guys didn't have her go further in the Disney movie bracket challenge irked me to no end. That so movie's hilarious.
It is. It's a good movie. There's this one ship that is on top of the restaurant in Batuu in Star Wars in Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
And it looks like a hidden Roz. It looks like Roz.
Aww.
It's so funny.
All right. We are on to question number 5. Almost a tenth of the way done with our Friday night trivia. Here's your question. What is the name of the West Hollywood nightclub opened by Doug Weston in 1957? This club played an important role in the Elton John film Rocketman, as well as in Elton John's actual career. What's the name of the nightclub? And whenever I think of this, I can't even say that because it's going to be giving a hint.
Don't give any hints.
I know, but there's a country western song that's stuck in my head now.
Well, you can sing it when you give the answer.
I know. Ugh. I don't even like this song, but
no.
I got a couple of guesses.
Room,
Lee isn't with the
not
the Viper Room. No.
Not Brown Derby.
Isn't that
no.
Where River Phoenix died? The Viper Room.
I believe so. Yes.
That's the one that Johnny Depp partially owned or something.
I think so. And then is it like still there, but like it's something else now, or
yeah, it's not the Viper Room anymore.
Right.
No,
but like people still like go buy it.
All right. We'll throw a hint out there for everyone. We don't have a right answer as of yet. There is a country western singer by the name of George Strait who is very familiar with this word. Let's see if anyone can get it right.
I don't know. It could be a tricky one.
I didn't think it'd be that tricky because I feel like a good third of the movie Rocketman takes place in and around this club. And Rocketman, if you haven't seen that movie's phenomenal.
We haven't, but we don't see a lot of movies.
Yeah, so. I know. You're not movie people.
No, we love movies. It's just that we've kind of... Oh, there it is. Eric Liguori.
Ooh, we got two. Eric and Tony, but Eric gets the points. Okay. It is the Troubadour.
Good job, Eric.
I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Tony got it Googled.
All right. Take us away.
We're just messing with you, Tony. Just messing with you.
I'm not happy with Tony right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, because of last night. Okay. Well, you know. Question number 6. Hashtag justice for Harambe references the killing of the gorilla Harambe after a 3-year-old boy climbed into his enclosure. In what U.S. city did this happen?
This one shouldn't take too long.
No, this one should be fast. That's what she said.
And I'm the only one drinking tonight.
That's what she said.
Mind you, I'm having my bourbon and soda. So I am, yes, Tony and I had a very...
We got Leah on the board first. And Leah, you are correct. That was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
It was. The Cincinnati Zoo. So I'm drinking. I am classy tonight, everybody. Classy with a K. Because I've got some Buffalo Trace bourbon, and I've always said... Buffalo Trace is a good bourbon. It's one of the best mixing bourbons you can get.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And I have decided to mix it. We talked about this last night on the show, but I have decided to mix it with Diet Check Cola. Because when we ordered, so we're using Shipt to get all of our groceries delivered now. And the Target and the Publix near my house will not deliver beer or wine. So I had to go to Winn-Dixie and order the beer and wine there. But Winn-Dixie wouldn't sell Diet Coke. The one way down in Countryside. They didn't have Diet Coke on the app. So I checked Winn-Dixie. It didn't have any Diet Coke. So I had to get Diet Check Soda. Couldn't
That's
believe
the
it.
O- check was like the only thing that my grandfather would buy. He would not buy anything else.
It's not bad soda, actually. It tastes pretty damn good. Yes, I'm sure she was first.
Yes, Leah was first in our chat.
And first in my
heart. I know our chat is completely different than your chat, but we're going off what is on our screens.
We are on to question number 7. I want you to name the song based on the following lyrics, and I'm going to butcher this. Your best friend Harry has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now, he's going to marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, because in the ceremony, you'll be the best man. I need the name of the song. This one should be relatively easy.
Well, Jeffrey, if she was first for you, then your Facebook is running about the same as our chat then.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people, it just depends on, I guess.
Hey, don't just stand there. Bust a move.
Oof.
You want it.
There it is. Eric Liguori.
And real quick, if you're drinking and have a drink along with us tonight, go ahead and throw that in the chat. I am curious to know what everybody else is having. Not bust a mob. How about bust a moby?
Bust a mob. Bust a moby. That would be messy.
All right, let's go on to question number 8. Marissa, take us away.
Question number 8. What failed Coca-Cola brand of soda was first launched back in 1997? It was re-released in 2014 and is still available in certain locations.
If you guys are experiencing lag or a delay, go ahead and log off and log back on. We can't control what Facebook's delay looks like. I can tell you we are live. There's a delay when it comes to us, but you guys should all be around the same time when it comes to seeing this if you're watching it live. Crystal Light Green Tea Lemonade.
There it is, Jeremy Blythe. I don't know about you, but this was like quintessential in my childhood. And like we'd go to the roller skate place. Over in Tarpon. Astroskate. And everyone would just be hopped up on Surge.
It is definitely Surge. This was Coca-Cola's answer to Mountain Dew. And like they really tried. I was reading up on it a couple days ago. They legit tried the extreme sports route. And that's what they were using to kind of filter it out. So they wanted this really extreme sports advertising campaign. So they went with Surge.
Surge.
And that, by the way, might be the coolest soda can that ever was released.
Yeah. Yes, Jeremy, Astroskate. So many. We'd get there on field trips and everyone would be hopped up on Surge within a half an hour.
We are on to question number 9. What 3 pitchers and longtime teammates were inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame between 2014 and 2015? I need all 3 of them, and last name is perfectly fine. Marissa, do you have any idea on this one?
Oh, gosh, no. I would not have. No.
The purple.
I love baseball, but I would not. I don't follow the Hall of Fame at all.
Yeah, I never did the couple skate there.
Yes, the couple skate. Yeah. The most fun was the dance room, though, in the back.
There was a dance room in the back?
Yeah. Like if you went all the way to the back, it was like there was like a dance room.
Yeah, I never got asked to go back there. Bruce A. Bales is in first.
There he is.
Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine went in 2014. They were longtime teammates on the Braves. And the third ace in that group was John Smoltz, who went in a year later. But Greg Maddux will always be a Cub. And I don't know who Meter is, babe.
Meter.
Yeah. Super elite. I'm
assuming she was thinking Jeter instead of Meter.
Yeah, she was. All right. Let's take a look here. We are on to question number 10. Marissa, take it away.
All right. Question number 10. What video game character lives on the star-shaped planet Popstar in the Country of Dreamland.
Another one of those that I had no idea until I started researching.
No?
This guy had a backstory?
Yeah.
I literally only know this character from Super Smash Brothers on like the Wii or the Wii U.
Aw. Sad.
I'm not a video game guy, so it's not too surprising that I suck at it.
Oh, Tony. Of course, Tony's been on that first. Hey, that is Tony's first correct answer as number one there. He finally is on the board.
It is Kirby. Like, it's weird. Like, his only superpower is that he can suck.
No.
And then he absorbs their powers?
Yes, he absorbs their powers, yes.
So he's like Rogue from the X-Men, except he can only do it if he can put his mouth on you.
Well, he used the wind and, like, takes you in.
Kirby is the dirtiest video game character ever.
I love Kirby. I played so much Kirby.
Did not know Kirby was a thing until Super Smash Brothers on the Wii.
Sad. All right. Do we want a score or do we want
to... Let's do a score update. We're past question 10.
All right. Let me...
And this will give everyone out there a chance.
Jeffrey, what have you done with your bar here? There it is. We are going to sort... All right. And your leader right now is, we've got a tie. We've got a tie right now for first. It's Eric Liguori and Jeremy Blythe.
All right.
With 2 points.
Oh, so this is literally still anybody's game.
This is literally on anyone's game right now. Yep.
So, guys, if you're struggling with lag, there's not a whole lot we can do about it. Just keep refreshing on Facebook. It's what we have. So... keep trying. You know, there's not a whole lot we can do about it tonight. We will keep working on it, but we're doing this the best that we can.
All right.
We are moving on to question number 11. Which Harry Potter book was released the same year as the first iPhone? He creates a massive vacuum that can suck you.
And I bet you can.
And then Adam goes, "Are you sure that wasn't Solo?"
Oh god! And I bet you can guess which one I was in line for.
You iPhone.
Midnight release.
We have a couple of guesses out there. We have got Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. We've got
we got
a right answer. Leah has locked in.
Leah. Of course, Leah is in with that one. Good job, Leah. That is the Deathly Hallows.
2007, right?
Correct.
Not Sorcerer Stone.
No.
That came out before the iPod came out.
That was 98, I believe.
Yeah, because the iPod was 01. Yeah, it was way before.
Yeah. Nope, six was in 2005. That was our senior year, Hannah.
Senior year of?
High school.
Oh my god, I'm old.
Well, it was after we graduated. Hannah, we literally went to the midnight release of that one together. I'm positive.
All right, we're moving on to question number 12. And Marissa, that is you.
Oh, I'm reading. That's right. Avoid the Noid is an advertising slogan for what restaurant?
Avoid the Noid. I'm not a child. I don't read that. I've seen Bruce's comic book collection, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Avoid the Noid.
Avoid the Noid. I would not have known this one.
Oh, really? This thing was huge when I was... Well, I guess it's like 6-7 years between you and me.
Yeah.
Adam has got it.
There.
Avoid the Noid. It was
Domino's. I have Bruce in first on that.
That's
one.
Adam.
Oh, okay.
Bruce has got it. The A is Adam. But it is definitely... It's not Sprint. It's not Taco Bell. No, it's Domino's, guys. Domino's. And we are on to question number 13. What social justice reformer was on a piece of U.S. currency that was produced from 79 to 81? It was then canceled due to poor reception by the public. What was the name of the social justice reformer? And some of these are actually worth money now because there are so few of them that ever made it into circulation.
Nice.
Buffalo Trace is good bourbon.
It is, isn't it?
I feel bad getting rid of this. I love this little Superman pop-up thing.
You don't use one?
No, because I use my I'm one of those nerdy people that use my phone as a wallet.
I've got Baby Yoda.
Bruce is on it.
Oh, again. There we go. Bruce again. Wow.
That was Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah?
It was. Susan B. Anthony, the Susan B. Anthony doll. They tried to relaunch it again in 1999, too.
Really?
It didn't catch on. It's weird. They made the coin smaller, and they, like, it was, instead of it being round, it's round, but it's got, like, 37 different edges. Why? Unnecessarily complex. And they didn't change the design on the back of the coin. Like, the design on the back of the coin was the same, if I'm not mistaken. It was the same as the Eisenhower dollar. So they just put Susan B. Anthony's face on it with the thing from the Eisenhower dollar, which I think is like an eagle on the moon or something. I don't even know.
Yeah. They didn't even try.
No, they didn't. Poor Susan never had a chance.
Aww.
But she was a big mover in women's suffrage. So.
So sad. All right. On to question number 14. On the popular Netflix show, Stranger Things, what is Eleven's real name?
This one, I did not know.
Mm-mm.
And I love this show. Had no idea what her real name was.
Let's see. Who's going to get this one?
Ooh, I don't know. So we got to have some Stranger Things fans out there.
Oh, I'm sure there are. We have not started it yet.
Oh, my God.
We're behind. Nope. It's not Ellie.
Tony's locked in with Ellie. That is not
correct. It is not your niece's name. No.
Not Betty, not Ellie. I think they called her Ellie for 11, guys. That's not her actual name.
Her real birth-given name.
I'll say this. I think it's the same name that she's... No, Barb died, guys. Barb is dead.
Oh, no.
Well, they killed Barb in the first, like, three episodes. It was great.
Nancy. Nope. Nancy
was the sister. Ooh, does anyone have a guess?
I don't know.
We'll give it a few more minutes. If we don't get a right answer, we're going to have to go ahead and call it. This is the toughest question of the night, too.
Yeah, I can see how that is. Oh, Tony. Tony's in.
Bleeding McGego.
Do you want him to give you the whole full name?
No, we'll take Jane.
All right.
Her name is actually Jane Ives. And then I think last season they referred to her once as Jane Hopper because Hopper has adopted her. Spoiler alert. R.I.P. Barb. All Barb wanted to do was make sure her friend was okay. And then Barb died. All right. Question number 15. What brand of French wine was created in 1876 to satisfy the taste of Russian Tsar Alexander II? In 2006, rapper Jay-Z called for a boycott of this brand. Bell Hopper. November, the 11th month.
Yes, it is.
Hannah, I don't know what you're trying to tell us there. I'm sorry.
Bleedy McEgo? What the hell?
What is the name of this particular brand of wine, guys?
No.
Close. Not Dom Perignon. No. Not Taylor Swift. What?
Swift? No. No. Tony,
champagne is not a kind of wine. It's a kind of wine, but it's not a brand of wine. Not Behringer.
And there it is, Eric Liguori.
It is Cristal. I guess Jay-Z was mad at one of the guys that ran the winery, because in Jay-Z or in a lot of people's minds, Cristal is famous with the hip hop community, and the guy over in Russia just kind of scoffed at him, so he called for a boycott of Cristal. Oh man.
Oh, the silly things that happen.
Gotta love it. God bless him.
All right. Question number 16. In a game of Scrabble, what is it called when you use all 7 tiles in one turn?
I had no idea on this one.
No, I've never heard this term before.
Yes, first world problems, Jeremy.
Yes.
Oh, if I could afford a bottle of Cristal, I'd be drinking it right now. Instead, I spend all my money on the podcast and these really dope prizes.
We still have a bottle of some sort of champagne in the fridge from New Year's. It's unopened, completely unopened.
I've got. I've got a wine fridge right next to me.
Nice.
And I don't know what this is. It's Frisane Brut. It's a bottle of champagne, I'm assuming.
Yes.
But it's been in there for a couple years. Still cool, still chilled.
Oh my gosh. Can you look at some of these answers? Oh, Tony Menino, of course. There you go.
Okay, it is not a Scrabble, it's not a Rush, not a Full House.
No. Not a load blowing. But it is Bingo.
It's called the Bingo.
Good job, Tony.
Oh, well, somebody knocked Tony off his high horse.
Please, please. I mean, Eric and Bruce are really going for it tonight.
They are. All right, we're moving on to question number 17. Throughout the TV show Kenan and Kel, what is Kel's favorite drink? I love this question.
I loved Kenan and Kel. Like, Good Burger is probably one of my top movies just because I loved it so much.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take you on? Oh, man. That movie is terrible, but it's horrible, so funny. But,
yeah, exactly. Like, it's horrible, but I loved it. Oh, there we go. Leah, who loves orange soda?
Kelda.
Is it true?
I do.
Good job, Leah.
It's definitely
orange soda.
Poor Tony. Everyone rip on Tony. Everyone's okay with that, yep. Though.
I'm calling Google to say he has to be supervised. We have to have him in the room with one of us so we can make sure he's not Googling.
To be fair, Tony has come out to Anklet a few times, and the times he's come out there, they've won. So I've watched him not Google. He is
right. Yeah. I mean, they were what?
He's not
three in a row?
He looks dumb. He's not dumb. He just looks dumb. Tony. That's for your bullshit take on Black Panther, just so you know.
Oh, no. I missed that part.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. I said it. Okay. Question number 18.
All right. Sorry. Question 18. Microsoft developed its Zune media player with the help of what Japanese technology company? Zune.
The Zune.
Zunes were people who had Zunes, you'd made fun of them.
Yeah, they couldn't afford an iPod.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that at the end of Guardians 2, they give him a Zune after the tape player breaks. Everyone on Earth is using it.
Yep. Nope, not Microsoft, not Sony.
Microsoft is not a Japanese company, not Sony. Yep. But not Tamagotchi.
I loved Tamagotchis. Oh my gosh.
Somewhere
the new, the new ones are bullshit. They're so tiny.
I think the old ones were that way too, Marissa.
No, the old ones were huge.
they're the size of like a little egg, right? They're like the size of this
pop. Yeah, but they were so much bigger than the ones that they re-released.
They re-released Tamagotchis?
They did a couple years ago, yeah. Oh, there it is. Tony Bonito, of course.
This is an excellent rectangle. Is that a Parks and Rec reference?
This is an excellent rectangle. No, yeah.
Yes, it's Ron Swanson.
Yeah, Ron Swanson, yep. All right, good job, Tony. That is Toshiba.
All right, we are moving on to question number 19. One step closer to 20, and this one's a little bit wordy, so sorry. What two-word brand of clothing and energy drinks was popular in the late 80s and early 90s and was associated with extreme sports? They were also the sponsor for the World Extreme Cage Fighting, and they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2011. And I definitely never, ever, ever owned any of these shirts.
Oh, you definitely did, didn't you?
I did not.
No.
No. This is an excellent rectangle. No, the answer is not Red Bull. I will say this. I did not know they had energy drinks. I had never heard of these energy drinks before. I just knew of them because, like, literally, there it is. Bruce Bale's got it. It's like the Ed Hardy of the late 80s or the late 90s, early 2000s. Because, like, every douchey guy had a No Fear shirt.
Yeah. No, I'd never heard of it before.
You never heard of No Fear?
No.
Oh. Okay, maybe that's just my age showing.
All right. Good job, Bruce. Question number 20. What former SNL cast member and stand-up comedian spent two seasons broadcasting Monday Night Football?
M? RocoWare is actually not a bad guess, actually.
Yeah, no.
That was not a bad guess, Anna. Thank you, Jeremy. See, No Fear is a thing, guys. It was real. It was really big for... It felt like 3 or 4 years there.
Really?
Well, you remember what, like Ed Hardy in the like late 2000s? Yeah. It was like Ed Hardy was just 10 years later.
Oh, there's Bruce with the correct answer.
It is
good job, Bruce.
Dennis Miller.
Yep.
Nicely done. I'm guessing Kelly is sitting there feeding Bruce all the answers. That's my best guess. All right. It could be Mia too. Mia? Not Frank Gifford, although... Frank Gifford was never a cast member on SNL. All right.
All right. You want a score update?
Let's do it before we get to my favorite question of the evening.
Because it's getting interesting. So your first place as of right now is Bruce with 5 points. You got Tony chasing him with 4 points. And then you've got Eric and Leah tied for third.
Well, they have 3 points each?
They have 3 points each. Yep.
Still anybody's game, though.
It really is.
We've got 30 questions left. Anyone can still win. Our one-time champion and one-time runner-up Lara is still out there. Hannah's up there on the scoreboard. We got some newbies here that are really pushing.
We've got Hannah, Tracy, Jeffrey, Jeremy up on the scoreboard still. So.
All right. Let's keep going. Question number 21. I want you to name the actor responsible for all three of these lines. By Grabthar's hammer, put down the gun and give me my detonators, and always. Don't you dare tip your hand.
I won't.
Don't you dare. And every time he has to say by Grabthar's hammer, he cringes. Do you know what that's from?
I think it's from... Is it from Galaxy Quest or no?
It's from Galaxy Quest. And Tony's on the board. It was Alan Rickman. Galaxy Quest, Die Hard, and I don't know. Was that Deathly Hallows?
Yes.
Part one.
Yep.
Now, Laura, if you're making a drink, cheers, because I'm already there.
RIP Alan Rickman.
Oh, that hurt.
It was a sad day.
Oh, man. How did I not include anything from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Oh.
That's a missed
opportunity. Marvin is one of my favorites.
I could have done Dogma. Oh, man. I missed some opportunities there.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Well, Chris being a shitty question writer aside, let's move on to 22.
No, those were good. No, those were good. The Always gives it away, but...
I thought Put Down the Gun and Give Me My Detonators put it gave it away.
But... Yeah, that too. All right. Question number 22. When Michael Jordan retired from basketball, he played professional baseball for what MLB team's minor league affiliate, the Birmingham Barons? I know this one. I know this one.
I know this one because this team used to, he played minor league ball, and the team that he played on is a team out in Arizona. So he would spring train against the Cubs, and he hit like 330 against the Cubs. Like his overall, Eric already got it. Holy crap.
Oh, dang, Eric. Good job.
It was the Chicago White Sox.
Tracy out there for your White Sox.
Tracy, I threw a White Sox question in there for you.
Nothing yet. She hasn't even popped up on the board.
Oh, she got one earlier.
Well, I yes, but I mean as an answer right now.
I got a White Sox question in there. That pains me to do.
Ugh.
Question number 23. Leah, you cannot answer this question. Leah inspired this question.
Oh, yeah?
In what kids movie would you hear the chant, Rocky loves Emily? Rocky loves Emily. What kids movie would you hear that chant? Rocky loves Emily. Rocky loves Emily. Have you seen this movie?
I might have. I don't know. I'm really bad with titles, so... This is why I'm horrible about movie and music trivia is because.
Yeah, I can't do music trivia. I'm terrible at it. Come on, someone out there's got to know this answer.
Nope, not Little Rascals.
Rocky loves Emily. I'm not going to open this up to Leah, but someone else out there has got. This movie spawned two sequels.
I had such a crush on Colt.
Yeah, Leah was a Colt kid, a Colt girl. I forget what the other brother was named.
Oh, I have seen this. I have seen this.
Oh, Eric did not get the full name in there. The points go to Tony. It is Three Ninjas. Three Ninjas. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was Hulk Hogan was the bad guy in the third one, I think. To show you exactly how far down the hill that franchise went.
Peculiar.
Leah's not happy. Tum-Tum! Tum-Tum! That's the younger brother's name. Tum-Tum. Tum-Tum.
I can't think of the name. Oh, okay. All right. Question number 24. What clothing company gets its name from Half Dome, a granite rock formation at Yosemite?
Mike Mott has joined the club, and we'll see if he can play catch-up.
So, hi, Mike.
I actually shouldn't sing that. Yes, there were sequels, Tony. There were two of them. We're looking for the name of the clothing company that got its name from Half Dome. It's a granite rock formation in Yosemite. Who owns Three Ninjas?
Lara.
Lara? Yeah, Lara.
Lara.
Lara?
Lara.
Lara. Oh, Bruce North got
Face.
It.
There it is. It is, in fact, North Face. Good job, Bruce.
All right, I'm going to read this next question and just admit shame that I actually wrote this question. There is an opportunity here for a bonus point as well. So if you're the first person to get the right answer, you can get it. If you're the first person to get the bonus points, you can get it. It's one bonus point. Gossip Girl star Leighton Meester is married to a fellow TV star. Name this actor. And for a bonus point, name the comic book movie he appeared in that came out in 2019. Leighton Meester. Was there a movie called Surf Ninjas? They put them on surfboards?
Oh, dear.
There's a cult in New York for that.
Leah.
Oh, damn it, Leah. Leah gets 2 points.
Good job, Leah.
It was Adam Brody, and he is part of the Shazam family at the end of Shazam. Which somehow.
That's a two-pointer?
It's two-pointer.
Okay.
So hot. Somehow, that movie made it to the Sweet 16 of the comic book movie bracket. I don't know how.
Good job, Leah.
All right. Take us on. We're just past the halfway point.
Question number 26. Woo.
26?
26. What literary character lives on Mount Crumpet?
I had no idea how hard this question was because I think, this could be easy.
This is not hard. You think this one's hard? That's not how
the force works. We'll use the force. Yeah, weak seating. That's right, Tony. It was weak seating. Surf ninjas.
Oh.
Bruce there Abel's it got it twice before anyone else got it once.
Yeah, right?
Still only gets 1 point.
Good job, Bruce. That is, in fact, the Grinch.
Oh, man. All right. We are on to question number 27. Which 90210 alumni released a rap album titled One Stop Carnival in 1996?
Did not know this.
Who would have known this?
Somebody who is a diehard 90210 fan.
You got to know what a crumpet is to understand cricket. Good thing I never wanted to know what a crumpet was.
Crumpet or Krampus?
No, Krampus is awesome. Krampus is
Okay. Sorry, Mike Mott. I'm sorry. I just saw Krampus up there. No, Leah said that.
Krampus is a good movie if you haven't seen it.
Oh, see, the only reference to Krampus I know is from The Office when Dwight dresses up as Krampus.
Well, Bruce A. Bale's got it again. Now I know for a fact Kelly is with him because there's no way he knows who Brian Austin Green is. After Brian Austin Green after he cheated on Donna. Yes. Leah is still upset about Brian Austin Green cheating on Donna.
Still? It's like 20 years later.
Yes. Well, she's still upset they canceled the remake of
90210. Oh, sad. All right. Question number 28. On the TV show Project Runway, what Emmy Award winner uses the phrase, make it work?
This is all foreign to me. The fact that this show won an Emmy is weird. The fact that...
People love it. Belschnickel. Oh, yes, Belschnickel. Yes, Hannah.
What the hell is Belschnickel?
Oh, Dwight. Dwight dresses up as Belschnickel, not Krampus. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Eric Ligori. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Bruce is in with Tim Gunn. Bruce.
And spelling is done right this time.
Yes. Good job, Bruce.
We have a little bit of a one-sided game going on right here.
Yeah, it's kind of running away a little bit right now.
And Jeffrey with the hot take.
Mike, I would try shutting down the app and reopening Facebook.
Yeah, I think next week we're going to move to a different style for this where it's more team-centric. We actually have Jeff and I have been in communication with someone for something that might be a little more team-friendly. So we've got a new version we're going to try and roll out next week. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Hopefully it works.
Well, we're going to test it this week and we'll try it next week and we'll see how that goes. But we're going to move on to question number 29. What popular musician was born Catherine Elizabeth Hudson in 1985? Catherine Elizabeth Hudson, 1985. What is this musician known as now? And Tony is locked in with Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson, no.
Nope.
Not correct. I don't know that Kate Hudson.
Nope, not Jennifer. Oh, Bruce. Dang.
There wasn't even enough time there for him to Google that, so we know he's not cheating. No,
he's running away with this.
It is Katy Perry.
Good job, Bruce.
Bruce really wants that Aladdin Dorbs ride.
It's so cute. I want it. So, question number 30. Speaking of Katy Perry, in 2010, she appeared on Saturday Night Live. In one much publicized sketch titled Bronx Beat, Katy wore a shirt featuring what fictional character? Who was on her shirt?
This is, I think every heterosexual male knows the answer to this question. Jeffrey got it quickly.
Not.
Say it.
No, you say it.
Not
your
just
brother.
Heterosexuals.
Not just heterosexuals. Good job, Jeffrey.
It was definitely Elmo. Good job, Jeff.
All right.
Let's get a score update.
Whew.
That was rough, guys. That one was rough. We have someone running away with this already with 20 questions left.
Let me sort my data here. All right. So, Bruce is running away with this right now. Bruce is in with 10 points. Tony is following him with 6, followed by Leah, then Eric. We've got Leah with 5 points and Eric with 4 points. So somebody, you can still catch Bruce.
We got 20 questions left. Bruce has gotten a third of the questions right so far. Well, Kelly has gotten a third of the questions right so far. Let's be
That's incredible.
Here. Question number 31, quote unquote, Billy Beer was a beer made by the Falls City Brewing Company and used a guy named Billy as its spokesperson. Billy was actually the younger brother of what president?
I would not have known this, but this is an interesting fact.
Yeah, I knew this. I just couldn't think of a way to write the trivia question around it. And then I saw someone else write a similar one. I'm like, oh, it can be done.
Leah, if you take third place, that awesome drinking horn can stay in your house even longer.
We've got a couple of guesses in there. We've got Bill Clinton. I almost said George Clinton. It is not Bill or George Clinton. Not George W. Bush.
Nope.
The Billy Beer. Not Eisenhower. Ooh, someone's going to get this.
Oh.
There it is.
We've got a new name on the board.
Jeff Sally on the board. It was Jimmy Carter. Nicely done. I thought that was going to be tougher. I was sitting here trying to wait for a few minutes. Holy crap. Good job, Jeff. Good job. Yes, Bruce, you blew it.
All right. Question 32. What designer is responsible for Jennifer Lopez's dress at the 2000 Grammy Awards? And if you don't know this dress, then you're living under a rock.
Oh, this is the infamous green dress, right?
Yeah, the green dress, yeah.
It's a beautiful dress.
It was gorgeous, yeah.
I don't know anything about fashion. I know who made this dress. Let's see who out there is going to lock in with the right answer first.
Oh, Leah. Leah is in with the right answer first. Just barely getting it in before Eric.
It is Versace.
Good job, Leah.
Bruce in with Gucci. It was not Gucci. It was Versace. Nicely done, babe. And the only questions that she knows on here are the ones I've given her the heads up on because she was and I've told you guys, Leah's not allowed to answer this question. I've said it. Other than that, she has no idea what these questions are. This might actually be the hardest question of the evening. Question number 33. NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver Steve Largent was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives from what Midwestern state? Bugle Boy jeans. It was Versace on top, Bugle Boys on bottom.
Oh, dear.
What U.S. state was NFL Hall of Famer Steve Sargent a representative of in the House of Representatives? It is a Midwestern state.
Nope. Jeremy's not Illinois.
Illinois. It is not Illinois. Eric's locked in with Iowa. Tony with the right answer.
There he is.
It is Oklahoma.
Home of the Tiger King himself.
Home of the Tiger King. And being that Nick Cage is a method actor, do we think he's going to go live on that ranch for a few weeks to kind of get used to being Joe Exotic?
Oh, a few weeks, like a month or more. Definitely.
If he's there and actually giving tours, I'm going to go see it. Like, I will drive in quarantine out there to see Nick Cage.
To go
tours.
And see Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. Amazing.
He's also going to go sit in jail with with him so he can get like the full experience.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. Question number 34. In what location was the first Real Housewives set?
Yeah, Leah, you can't answer this question either. You wrote this question because...
Well, Leah can't watch. Okay. No, Leah.
Let's see here. Have you ever watched any of the Housewives shows?
No.
No interest.
I don't really
whatsoever.
Watch LA TV very much.
You guys need... Well, again, I would say that. You guys need to go back and watch The Watchmen on HBO is phenomenal.
Yes. Oh,
got a
not Atlanta.
Nope.
But Bruce is in with the correct answer there of Orange County.
The Real Housewives of Orange County. Nicely done, Bruce.
Trying
Unfortunately,
to keep that leak.
I have burned all of my prizes that are Lord of the Rings related because they were of no use to me. So,
then you can just send them to this house.
No, they're burned.
That's horrible.
Well, they shouldn't have been boring movies.
You could read a book.
No. I can read a comic book, and even those comic books would be boring. Can you imagine how many comic books it would take to have them walk from one place to another?
Okay. All right. Next question.
If Aaron Sorkin directed those, it'd be more interesting. They'd be at least be walking and talking. That was witty dialogue. Okay.
You leave LOTR alone, okay? I'm going to yell at you just like I did last night.
I don't like Lord of the Rings. Yes, it's a controversial take. Okay. Question number 35. What NFL quarterback had a cameo in as Cameron Diaz's boyfriend in There's Something About Mary? Who the hell is Melanie?
I love Melanie. I'm assuming she's from Real Housewives.
Okay. The horror. Yes, hot takes on Lord of the Rings. That's why you're all here.
Just ignore him. Pay no attention to the man on the other side.
If you ignore me for 12 straight hours, it's almost like you watched all three movies.
Dan Marino. Oh. And nope, not Dan Marino, not Aikman, but it is Brett Favre. Good job, Bruce.
Brett Favre. And I did not like that movie, but that scene at the end with Brett Favre is freaking hilarious. How'd you get the beans above the Frank?
Oh, yes, Jeffrey. I got you now. He was just continuing the calling me different names.
Yes. I think at one point he called you Justin from Justin to Kelly. So
yeah, it's from Justin to Kelly. That was so great. Like, I want to go back and just write down all the names that he called us.
Jeffrey, whenever you want to host another game, you just come on board and host.
Yes,
we'll make
please.
It work.
It was so much fun.
All right. 2036, you're up, Marissa.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, 36. College football legend Paul Bear Bryant is famous for wearing a fedora with what pattern?
Whenever someone types my name, I have to look at it because I'm very vain.
Ooh, me. Yes. More about me, please.
Paul Bear Bryant, legendary coach from Ala freaking Bama, who I'm sure they are not happy with now because Nick Saban is now their god.
Flamingos. Oh. So Leah. Close, Leah. So close.
So close.
Unless you want me to take it.
No, no, it's not right.
Okay.
We need the actual name of the pattern.
Could you imagine a seersucker fedora with like a seersucker suit?
I don't know what seersucker is.
Oh, it's like the blue and white. It's like kind of puffy.
Oh, I was thinking like a paisley hat would be kind of cool. Jeremy with the Jeremy right answer. White.
Good job, Jeremy.
Oh, hold on. He already locked in a guess before that, though. We didn't open up the second round. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Well, it's too late now. We already said it's the right answer, so we are going to give no points that round.
No points to you, Jeremy. Remember, only one answer until we say that you can answer again. And yes, I know I was terrible about that when I play.
Yeah, you are.
I'm also so distracted by children just screaming at me.
Leah knows what that's like right now. So here we go. Question number 37. On the NBC show 30 Rock, Liz Lemon got married while dressed as what famous princess? How do you not know what seersucker is? Dude, I am here in like a $7 Walmart t-shirt. What do you think I know about fashion? You're lucky I put a shirt on for this. I'm not even wearing pants.
And Eric Liguori.
He's got, oh my God. It is, in fact, the best Disney princess of all time. Princess Leia. And Bruce, that spelling's not even near right.
No, not even close.
She did get married. If you haven't seen 30, I finished it last night, the entire series. Like my third time seeing it, that show holds up today. It's so damn funny. It's so well written. All right, take us away. Question 38.
Right. Question number 38. In the TV series finale of Jackass, what Hollywood A-list actor did they pretend to violently kidnap while he was standing in line at a hot dog stand?
If you have not seen this, oh my God, it is funny and scary as hell because they played it very straight. Eating a bowl of Life cereal. Okay. Ooh, cereal sounds good. Of course,
I don't like cereal. Hot take.
Okay. How the hell am I going to get all this flack for not liking Lord of the Rings when you're un-American? Who doesn't like cereal?
I don't like cereal.
Go eat your mushy cereal oatmeal and just...
I don't like oatmeal either.
What do you eat?
Eggs.
Hey, you're one of those healthy people.
Eric Liguori is in with the correct answer of Brad Pitt.
Yeah, if you have not seen that. If you have not seen that, go watch it. It's actually creepy as hell because like there are people all around. Like there's only one camera person on the actual street when it happens, and he's filming from a really low angle, so you can't really see. And all you see are people grabbing their cell phones, calling 911, saying Brad Pitt just got kidnapped.
Oh my gosh!
I haven't had Life cereal in forever. Cinnamon. Have you ever had Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Marissa?
No. I don't know. I just don't like cereal.
She's not a serial killer. All right. Question number 39. According to the song Brick House, what are the exact measurements of a brick house?
She's a brick
house. She's mathematics. Just let it all hang out. Rob Zombie has a cover of Brick House.
Oh, really?
That you cannot listen to with kids.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because it's Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
But it's actually really freaking good. If you're into zombies music, it's good.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like cereal, though? You guys are weird people.
I don't know. I don't know.
Life cereal is awesome. I do like Life cereal. Eric with the correct answer.
Eric is really trying to catch up here. He's doing a good job.
36, 24, 36. As Lionel Richie said, she is a brick house.
All right. Question number 40. Man, this one's flying fast, I feel like.
It is. We're going a lot. We're about 40 minutes ahead of where we were last week.
Sorry, I like to keep things rolling.
You're good.
If you're playing a video game where you are fighting demons from hell while on a Martian moon base, what game are you playing?
The best video game ever created.
Yeah, I played this one a lot.
I never played it.
Especially the computer version.
I was never a video game guy.
No?
No. I'm out of alcohol.
Oh, that's no. Sad. Get some more. Tony Menino is on the board.
How did I know Tony was going to get that?
With Doom.
Not just a really bad movie starring The Rock.
Okay, ignore the movie.
Oh, the movie's terrible.
Don't do drugs.
Okay.
Okay, Eric.
The professor has locked in with his own unique version of wisdom, so listen to the doctor. Don't do drugs. Do play trivia, because we are on to question number 41. Before we do that, though, let's get a score update.
Let's do that. All right. I mean, this one is, man, I think this is probably some of the highest scores we've seen. Is it not?
Yes.
I feel like it is. So in third place, we have Eric Liguori with 7 points. Tony Menino is in second place with 8 points. And Bruce still keeping a good lead with 12 points.
They're closing the gap on Bruce. Let's see if they can catch him with 10 questions left. Question number 41. In 1997, the Golden State Warrior suspended what 4-time NBA All-Star after he choked his coach while at practice? This earned him a 68-game suspension. And I knew this happened. I didn't know it was Golden State because I only know this guy playing for a different team.
Yeah. But,
oh my God! Can you imagine a 68-game suspension for choking? Like he left. Apparently, they said he left like a 4-inch gash in the guy's neck.
Oh dear.
No, it was not Ron Artest. That would be if he went into the stands and punched somebody. This happened at practice. Tony Menino with the correct answer. It was Latrell Sprewell.
Tony trying to close that gap.
I only know him as a New York Knick.
Yeah.
All right, we are on to question number 42. Marissa, take us away.
Sorry, I'm just being boring over here and drinking my water. What candy was President Ronald Reagan's favorite? What was his Ronald Reagan's favorite candy?
This one I think is pretty easy. If I choke my boss, I get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a point there.
She's not making $35 million a year, though.
That's true.
Oh, and on our screen, Tony is in first. Tony. It is jelly beans.
Good job, Tony.
Not Twizzlers. Good try, Jeremy.
I mean, this is a pretty you most people know this, correct?
I thought so. But I didn't know, it's been so long since he was president. That was huge when I was a kid. Like, everyone knew it. But I didn't know if anyone would know that now. I guess I was wrong. But you know what? We're on to question number 43. The Winfred Lauder department store was a primary setting on what 90s sitcom? And one of my favorite television shows. I love this show. And I wish.
It's a great one.
It's not streaming anywhere.
Really?
It's not. I've been looking for this show. I looked at buying it on DVD. I'm that hard up to watch it.
Huh. Jeff or Gloria, I only know it from 30 Rock.
That's where do you think I got the inspiration for the question?
Oh. Do we take it? Do we take Jeremy's answer?
I think we... oh, man. I don't know. Oh, man.
That's up to you.
No, it's not a full answer. We have to give it to Bruce.
Yeah, that's Bruce. Bruce gets the points. It is, in fact, the Drew Carey Show.
The Drew Carey Show.
So great.
I love that show. I so love that show. And it gave us Craig Ferguson, too, which is awesome.
Yeah. And
we are on
question number 44. Emeril Lagasse opened his first restaurant, Emeralds, in 1990 in the Warehouse District of what southern city? Come on, Jeremy Blythe. You know this one.
I've been to this city and never crossed my mind that should have gone to Jeremy. Yes, I know you can disagree with me, but you know what? Host rules, guys. You gave us one word for a four-word answer. I'm sorry. That's my decision, and I rule with an iron fist.
Oh, Ashley, we got a new person on
there
the board.
There we go. Ashley Boland with the right answer of Nolens, New Orleans.
Jeremy, I'm disappointed. Shit city.
I'll say this. Leah and I went to New Orleans with my brother when he graduated with his PhD and had hurricanes, had a good time, and then just meandered around the city drunk. It was great.
Nice. Hannah had an interesting experience in New Orleans.
That's a story Maybe. We should have after the podcast is over.
Yes. Yep. All right. We've got five questions. Sorry. Yes. Five questions left, right? Yep.
We have got five questions left. Oh my gosh, there is a lot of just vitriol right now in the chat because we didn't give Jeremy a point too. Just give Jeremy a point. I'm done.
All right. I'm giving Jeremy the point. It's not gonna matter. It's just not. Like who's lying?
New format next week. It'll be a lot better, I promise. Question number 45. On Seinfeld, Jerry and George write a pilot TV show for NBC. What is the name of this fictional television show about nothing? Looking for the name. And then I went to, and then I went to the hospital. Oh, Hannah.
But she's good. Everything's good.
Yeah. We're looking for the name of the fictional television show within the television show Seinfeld that George and Jerry wrote. What was that show called? I think in this show, they get into a car accident and one of the characters is decreed to have to be Jerry's butler. That's the premise of the show. And they have a character named Kramer. Who Kramer tries to audition for, but drinks too much water and has to go to the bathroom and misses his audition because he can't find a place to go to the bathroom. It's just crazy.
There it is.
The episode is called The Pitch. So you're really good at Googling. But the answer to the show itself is actually just called Jerry.
Man, Tony, I mean, you could take it.
Tony's he's making his move. We are coming down the final turn. Bruce is positioned on the inside. And Tony's trying to pass him on the outside.
All right. Question number 46. Who sat next to Elton John and comforted him as Gianni Versace's funeral? A few weeks later, they would tragically pass away. Who comforted Elton John at Gianni Versace's funeral?
Let's see if anyone gets this one.
This is a good question, Chris.
I can't take credit for this question. This was just me reading random things, and I couldn't think of a better way to write it, so this is how it came out. Tony with the right answer.
Good job, Tony. We have Bruce in with a 1-point lead right now.
Your correct answer is Princess Diana. Four questions left. A 1-point lead for Bruce. Let's see what happens. Question number 47. In the year 2000, what was the only one of the four major golf championships that Tiger Woods did not win? He won three. This stopped him from achieving the Grand Slam that year. Which one did he not win?
Who's going to get it? Oh.
Eric got it quick.
Eric trying to shut Tony out.
Your correct answer, Tiger did not take home the green jacket that year. He did not win the Masters. He won the Players. He won the PGA Tour. The PGA Championship, what are the four? Oh, my gosh.
The U.S. Open.
Not the Players. The U.S. Open. He lost the Masters. He won the U.S. Open. He won the British Open and the Players Championship that year. Did not win the Masters. And I could be wrong there. I could be wrong on that. And I'm sorry. I would rather start doing these on Saturday nights so I don't have a whole work day ahead of me before I do this.
Oh, dear. Yes, there is a U.S. Open tennis. Yes.
There's a U.S. Open for both.
Yes.
But we are on to question number 48 in a really close finish. Take it away, Marissa.
It's tight. We've got Bruce with 13 points and Tony with 12. Eric's got 8, so he can't catch him. Question number 48. What album spent a record 741 weeks on the Billboard charts from 1973 to 1988? What album was on the Billboard charts from 1973 to 1988?
Fight to the win. No, fight to the death. Fight to the death.
No, not Abbey Road.
It's not Abbey Road. Good guess, Bruce.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, Tony just tied it up.
Tony with the tie.
It is Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Not the Wings' Greatest Hits, Leah. All three of them. Okay, if I'm not wrong here, Marissa, tie game with two questions left?
We got tie game with two questions left, yep. It's a tie between Bruce and Tony right now with 13 points.
And this is a tough question. In 1964, comedian Lenny Bruce was arrested on charges of obscenity for using what word on stage? Charges of obscenity for using what word on stage? And this story is insane. Like it's one of those things where you just look at yourself, you go, that must have been a very different time. Because
oh, it was for sure.
I call people this on a regular basis.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think. It was the middle of the 50s.
No, middle right? of the 60s.
And was it end of the 60s?
Well, it says 1964 in the question.
Okay. Oh, it was 1964. Okay.
Tony forgot a word. Okay. A lot of critics out there today. A lot of critics out there for, you know, free trivia they're getting and not paying for. And, you know, I'm giving away shit. I'm having a good time, though. I'm out of bourbon, but I'm having a good time.
No, not asshole. Not the R word.
Nope.
It's not really a curse word,
though. It's definitely not a curse word.
This I think may at be this one point, no they're just trying to get him for anything.
Yeah, that's got to be what it is. But this might be one that we don't. Obscenity is in quotes, guys.
Yes.
Not idiot. All right. So if you have only if you've locked in one answer, do not keep guessing.
Oh, we've got your brother with a bad word.
Yeah, I'm not saying that word online. I'm not saying
that
word.
Oh, it's one of my favorite words, but I'm not going to say it.
It is not idiot.
Not butthead. Nope.
No. Jeffrey, you just Googled it. You cannot guess now. No.
No, Jeffrey.
Okay, we're going to open it up for a second round of guessing, guys. If no one gets it in the second round of guessing, we will call it and we'll move to question number 50.
Ooh, for a tiebreaker. Hopefully.
I have a whole bunch of tiebreaker questions here we can use too.
Rigged.
Scott, take his phone away from him.
Nope. No, not gay, Jeremy. Nope. Because that was a common word, I think, back then, but yep. It was not in reference to homosexuality, though.
All right. I'm about to call it. We do not have a correct answer as of yet. We're not going to waste any more time.
This is a tricky one.
This is a tricky one. We're going to go ahead and we're going to call it here. No points on question number 49.
Dang.
Marissa, what was he arrested for saying?
Schmuck.
He got arrested for saying schmuck.
Schmuck. Again, they were just trying to get him for...
There's no other excuse.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, all right. Question number 50, will it break the tie?
We'll see. Go ahead.
When watching what movie is audience participation encouraged? This can include the audience throwing toast at the screen.
Toast.
Who's going to get
see.
It?
Oh, we're going to see. Let's see what they come up with.
No. Do we give it to him? Spelled wrong, but we.
Oh my God, I don't know what to do here.
It's spelled wrong. Do we give it to him?
I think we have to because it's not like he just said Carrie.
Yeah.
He just added a U at the end. It's definitely the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Let's do the time hop. Huh? Yeah.
Is that a tie game then, or is that?
No, that is game, and Tony comes in at the last question to take the lead, and pick up his 14th point.
Ugh. So who are our top three winners tonight, Marissa?
Tonight's top three winners are Tony in first. Tony in first, followed by Bruce with 13 points. And Eric Liguori is picking up third.
All right. So. Okay. Tony, we'll start with you. Your choices for the number one prize are we have got. Let me get it here again. A dope 1,000-piece Star Wars puzzle, or Aladdin and Abu on a magic carpet ride, Funko 2017 Summer Convention Exclusive Limited Edition Collectible, or Naruto pint glass from maybe Dragon Ball Z? I have no idea.
Tony would know.
Los Pollos Hermanos reusable plastic cup from Breaking Bad. Tony, the choice is yours. Which of those are you going to take home? And while we're waiting for Tony to lock in, Bruce, it's your call what you get. We have got a Superman Pop Pockets. We have got Freddy Krueger Chopsticks. We've got some dope Batman socks. Oh, Tony's taking the puzzle. My Star Wars puzzle will never be finished by me. It will be finished by Tony.
And Megan.
Yeah, probably and Megan. We have got a Harley Quinn journal, if you want that, Bruce. We have got a Harry Potter pack, which includes Harry Potter playing cards, as well as a Harry Potter pen. If you want a board game, I have got the Game of Things or Phase 10. Last but not least, you could choose a mystery collectible from the TV show Futurama.
No, Jeff, we can't do that because we'll get pulled by Facebook.
Facebook will pull us and we can get sued on the podcast. No, we don't do that, unfortunately. Bruce, it's up to you. Which one of those am I sending out to Winnemucca, Nevada?
Bruce wants the socks.
Bruce wants the socks. The socks are gone. And then Eric will tell us later what he wants.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a great game. That was fun.
I have more stuff here I could have given away, but it's fine. We'll get through that for next time.
Well, next week.
Bruce, send me your address. I will get those socks out to you. Tony, I will put this with your Godzilla picture, which is right here.
And I'm going to make your shirt. So I'll just pick up those things from Chris and...
3 weeks in a row. Next week, guys, we are going to have a new format that will be more bar trivia style. We're going to be trying it out with a company called Trivia Rat to just see how it works. It'll be new. We will try our best. We'll see how it works. But we look forward to seeing you then next week for the Pub Trivia Experience. I have been Chris.
I've been Marissa.
Have a great week, everybody.
We'll see you next week.